Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 10, text number 46. And today we're going to see the Vedic viewpoint. Actually, the Vedic viewpoint is so scientific, so minute, and so elaborate that it's just amazing. So we discussed in previous verses 10 to 35, I believe, is the Sarga creation of the Virat Rupa. And it talks about the elementary creation, the 16 items of matter. So verses 36 to 47, and we're in 46, so this talks about the Visarga. So first was a Sarga, now Visarga. So this is the interim of the modes of material nature. This is what's created by Lord Brahma. And then in just verses 44 to 46, it's showing how the Lord doesn't directly take part in creation. And then I'll read later, there's a verse from this chapter, actually the third verse, it explains this Sarga and Visarga. So I'll show that verse later. So we're going to actually see the universe, how the Lord sees it. So we're expanding our viewpoint. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Sargaha Prakrita Vaikrita. Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. Tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sarga Udarita. Sarga Prakrita Vaikrita. I am tu Brahmana Kalpa. Savikalpa Udarita. Vidhi Sadarano Yatra. Sarga prakrita vaikritaha. Ayam tu brahmana kalpa. Savi kalpa udaritaha. Vidisadarano yatra. Sarga prakrita vaikritaha. Vaishnavis. Aham tu brahmana kalpa. Savi kalpa udaritaha. Vidisadarano yatra. Saga prakriti vaikritaha. Ayam tu brahmana kalpa. Savikalpa udaritaha. Vidisadarano yatra. Saga prakrita vaikritaha. Ayam tu brahmana kalpa. Savita vandaritaha. Nano no yatya. Sarga prakrita vaikritaha. Ayam tu brahmana kalpa. Savikalpa udaritaha. Vidisadarano yatra. Sarga prakrita vaikritaha. Ayam. This process of creation and annihilation. Two. But. Brahmana. Of Brahma. Kalpa. His one day. Savikalpa. Along with the duration of the universes. Udarita, exemplified. Vidhi, regulative principles. Sadaranaha, in summary. Yatra, wherein. Sargaha, creation. Prakrita, in the matter of material nature. Vaikrita, disbursement. Translation. This process of creation and annihilation, described in summary herein, is the regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. Please repeat. This process of creation and annihilation, described in summary herein, is the regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. Purport. There are three different types of creation called Mahakalpa, Vikalpa, and Kalpa. In the Mahakalpa, the Lord assumes the first Purusha incarnation as Karna Dakshai Vishnu, with all the potencies of the Mahatattva and the 16 principles of created matter and instruments. The creative instruments are 11, the ingredients are 5. And all of them are products of Mahat, or materialistic ego. These creations by the Lord in his feature of Karna Dakshaya Vishnu are called Mahakalpa. The creation of Brahma and dispersion of the material ingredients are called Vikalpa. And the creation by Brahma in each day of his life is called Kalpa. Therefore, each day of Brahma is called a kalpa, and there are 30 kalpas in terms of Brahma's days. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 8.17 as follows. Sahasra yuga paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Vidhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidho Jana. In the upper planetary system, the duration of one complete day and night is equal to one complete year of this earth. This is accepted even by the modern scientists and attested by the astronauts. Similarly, in the region of still higher planetary systems, the duration of day and night is still greater than in the heavenly planets. The four yugas are calculated in terms of the heavenly calendars and accordingly are 12,000 years in terms of the heavenly planets. This is called a Divya Yuga. And 1,000 Divya Yugas make one day of Brahma. The creation of during the day of Brahma is called Kalpa. And when creation of Brahma and the creation of Brahma is called Vikalpa. When Vikalpas are made possible by the breathing of Mahavishnu, this is called a Mahakalpa. There are regular and systematic cycles of these Mahakalpas, Vikalpas, and Kalpas. In answer to Maharaj Pariksit's question about them, Sukadev Goswami answered in the Prabhasa Kanda of the Skanda Purana, they are as follows. Pratama Sveta Kalpas Cha Dvityo Nila Lohita Vamana Devas Tritiyas Tu Tato Gatantaro Para Rorava Panchama Prokta Sasta Prana Iti Smita Saptamota Brihat Kalpa Sandarpo Stama Uchite Sadyata Navama Kalpa Isano dasama smrita, dhyana ekadasa proktas, tata sarasvato para. Trayodas udanas tu, garudo ta chaturdasaha, korma panchadaso geya, purnamasi prajapate. Sadaso narasimas tu, samadis tu tato para. Agneyo Vishnu Jasara Samakalpas Tato Para Dvavimso Bhavana Prokta Supumam Iti Chapara Vakuntas Taristishas Tadvad Valikapos Tata Para Saptavimso Tavirajo Gori Kalpas Tata Para Maheshwaras tata proktas, Tripuro yatra gatita, Pitrikalpas tata chante, Yakohur brahmana smita. Therefore, the 30 kalpas of Brahma are 1. Sweta kalpa, 2. Nila lohita, 3. Vamanadev, 4. Gatantara, 5. Rorava, 6. Prana, 7. Brihat Kalpa, 8. Kandarpa, 9. Sadyotata, 10. Ishana, 11. Dhyana, 12. Sarasvata, 13. Udana, 14. Garuda, 15. Korma, 16. Narsingha, 17. Samadhi, 18. Agdeha, 19. Vishnuja, 20. Sara, 21. Soma Kalpa, 22. Bhavana, 23. Supuma, 24. Vaikuntha, 25. Archisa, 26. Vali Kalpa, 27. Viraja, 28. Gori Kalpa, 29. Maheshvara, 30. Patri Kalpa. These are Brahma's days only, and he has to live months and years up to 100. So we can just imagine how many creations there are in Kalpas only. Then again, there are Vikalpas, which are generated by the breathing of Mahavishnu, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Yashaika nivasita kalam atavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanata. The Brahmas live only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. So the exhaling and inhaling of Vishnu are Mahakalpas. And all these are due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For no one else is the master of all creations. So Om Dhyana Tamadanda Shaginanjana Salakaya Chakshushun Militamina Tajmai Shri Gurvenima Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitamina Bhutale Swayamupagadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakopa Tubhischa Kripasindhu Vivacha Patitadam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. This process of creation and annihilation described in summary herein is the regulative principle during the duration of Brahma's one day. It is also the regulative principle in the creation of Mahat, in which the material nature is dispersed. So this is that verse that describes the sargas and the visargas. This is from the second canto, 10th chapter, the one chapter we're in. And this is verse number 13. Or no, this is verse number 3. So this is that verse. Bhuta matrendriya diyam janma sarga udaritaha brahmana guna visamyad visarga purusha shmita. The elementary creations of 16 items of matter, namely the five elements, fire, water, land, air, and sky, sound, form, taste, smell, touch, and the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, and mind, is known as sarga, whereas subsequent resultant interactions of the modes of material nature is called visarga. So that gives us the definition. And it's a very nice purport there from Srila Prabhupada. And he describes there that the first of these is the 16 elementary manifestations of earth, water, etc., with material ego composed of material intelligence and mind. And then the subsequent creation is a result of the reactions of the above-mentioned 16 energies of the first Purusha, the Mahavishnu, incarnation of Govinda, as later explained by the Brahma in his treatise in the Brahma Samhita. And he quotes Brahma Samhita here. And that's how the first Purusha incarnation of Govinda, Lord Krishna, known as Mahavishnu, goes into a yoga nidra mystic sleep, and the innumerable universes are situated in potency in each and every hair hole of his transcendental body. Oh, so that's amazing. So it goes on in the purport here, but just the last paragraph of Srila Prabhupada says, thus the original creation is directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Param Brahman, and the secondary creation, as a reactionary result of the original ingredients, is made by Brahma. Thus, the activities of the whole universe are started. So Prabhupada gives another reference here in the purport, this Bhagavad Gita verse. And this is from the Bhagavad Gita. I'd like to read that verse, the translation. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. So this purport explains it to more detail what this verse is about. So I'd like to read that. So the duration of material universe is limited. It is manifested in cycles and kalpas. A kalpa is a day of Brahma, and one day of Brahma consists of 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas, or ages. That's Satya, Treta, Dwarpa, and Kali. The cycle of Satya is characterized by virtue, wisdom, and religion, there being practically no ignorance and vice. The yuga lasts 1,728,000 years. In Treta Yuga, vice is introduced, and this yuga lasts 1,296,000 years. In Dwarpa Yuga, there is even greater decline in virtue and religion. Vice increasing, and this yuga lasts 864,000 years. And finally, in Kali Yuga, the yuga we have now been experiencing over the past 5,000 years, Prabhupada puts in parentheses, there is an abundance of strife, ignorance, irreligion, and vice. True virtue being practically non-existent, and this yuga lasts 432,000 years. In Kali Yuga, vice increases to such a point that the termination of the yuga, the Supreme Lord himself appears as the Kalki avatar, vanquishes the demons, saves his devotees, and commences another Satya Yuga. Then the process is set rolling again. These four yugas, rotating 1,000 times, comprise one day of Brahma. Imagine that. And the same number comprise one night. Brahma lives 100 such years and then dies. These 100 years, by earth calculations, total to 311 trillion and 400 billion earth years. By these calculations, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable. But from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. Brahma and his creation are all parts of the material universe, and therefore they're in constant flux. So this is describing that. So then it probably talks about different planets. They have different time calculations. And then, so then Prabhupada actually quotes from the Brahma Samhita in the last part of the purport here. And here, this is that verse. Yashakani vasita kalamata valambya jivanti loma vilaja jagarananda natta vishnur mahansa iha yashakala visesho Govinda Mari Prusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the pores of hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of the latter, Mahavishnu. I adore the primeval lord Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of portion. So in the purport there, he talks about the supreme, it says here, the supreme majesty of the subjective of Vishnu is shown here. So subjective means like the personal. And an opposite to that is the objective, it means that it's manifest. So from Krishna's personal nature, he manifests this nature, this object. This is the inconceivable potency of Krishna. So what is our goal? To go to these heavenly planets where we could live longer? Or should we develop a relationship with this Govinda Mari Purusham? This is what we want. And then we get a life of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Because actually our spiritual identity as a soul, we are eternal. We never die. So the body is what dies when the soul leaves. So this is what we have to understand. That's who we are. So this time is measured in so many different instruments. And it seems like the materialistic scientists, they understand time up to a year, right? So many years we live. But if we look at the Vedic understanding, just like we could see Swargaloka, one of our years is their day. So just like, how can we understand that? So just like on this planet, if you go to the North Pole, we see that there is, for one day, there's 6 months. And one night is 6 months. And the nights are beautiful. Look at this night. So just on this planet, we could see how time is different. We could experience one day in 6 months. So this is very interesting. And we're so sensitive and that when people go to Alaska, their natural rhythm gets thrown off. And if they get too much sunlight or too much darkness, then they get sick or things like that. So that's just how fragile we are, actually. So the higher you go into the higher planetary systems, then you live longer. And so that's described. So we mentioned how the science in the Bhagavatam is so minute and so vast, so elaborate. So here's the minute. You can actually calculate time. There's a chapter in the Bhagavatam, in the third canto. It's called the calculation of time from the atom. And this shows you the minute detail of that. There's that verse that says, the material manifestation's ultimate particle, which is indivisible and not formed into a body, is called the atom. It exists always as an invisible entity or identity, even after the dissolution of all forms. The material body is but a combination of such atoms, but it is misunderstood by the common man. So that's the atomic thing. And then the next verse, atoms are the ultimate state of the manifest universe. When they stay in their own forms without forming different bodies, they are called the unlimited oneness. There are certainly different bodies and physical forms, but the atoms themselves form the complete manifestation. And then the third verse, one can estimate time by measuring the movement of the atomic combination of bodies. Time is the potency of the Almighty Personality of Godhead, Hari, who controls all physical movement, although he is not visible in the physical world. And then the fourth verse. Atomic time is measured according to its covering a particular atomic space. That time which covers the unmanifest aggregate of atoms is called the great time. So getting an idea here. So there's a nice purport. It's short. I'll read that. So time and space are two correlative terms. Time is measured in terms of its covering a certain space of atoms. Standard time is calculated in terms of the movement of the sun. The time covered by the sun in passing over an atom is calculated as atomic time. The greatest time of all covers the entire existence of the non-dual manifestation. All the planets rotate and cover space, and space is calculated in terms of atoms. Each planet has its particular orbit for rotating, in which it moves without deviation. And similarly, the sun has its orbit. The complete calculation of the time of creation, maintenance, and dissolution, measured in terms of the calculation of the total planetary systems until the end of creation, is known as the supreme Kala. So is this more advanced science or what? Compared to, you know, calculating years or time in that way. So I try to just do a little chart here to show Burloka. Here's our planet, Burloka. 1 year, we have 365 days. And then the Swargaloka, this is where Indra resides. The 1 day is our 1 year. And then we just go up past all the other higher planetaries. Of course, there's Swargaloka, there's Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka. Just go all the way to Satyaloka, where Lord Brahma resides. So his 1 day, as we're reading, is 1,000 Chaturyugas. So those are the four ages. We see Satya, 1.72 million years. Treta, 1.296 million years. Dwarpa, 864,000. Kali, 432,000. So the total comes to 4.32 million years times 1,000, right? 4.32 billion years. And then he lives 365 of those days, comes to 1.6 trillion. And then he lives 100 years, 100 trillion years. And then it's times two. He lives the same duration of night also. So it's not exactly accurate, but it's, as in the purport we read in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says 311 trillion years, 311 trillion, 400 billion years, earth years. So just imagine the time that, you know, we can't even hardly imagine that. And yet, that's only one breath of Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu. So isn't that amazing? In the Bhagavatam, we read the first verse that talks about Sarga and Visarga. But in the next verse, the fourth verse in this chapter, it says, the right situation for the living entities is to obey the laws of the Lord and thus be in perfect peace of mind under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The manus and their laws are meant to give right direction in life. The impetus for activity is the desire for fruitive work. So it's a really nice purport, but I like to just read part of the purport. And Prabhupada says here that the creation is not false, but it is a temporary manifestation, just to give a chance for the conditioned souls to go back to Godhead. The desire to go back to Godhead and functions performed in that direction form the right path of work. When such a regulated path is accepted, the Lord gives all protection to his devotees by his causeless mercy, while the non-devotees risk their own activities to bind themselves in the chain of fruitive reactions. The word sadharma is significant in this connection. Sadharma are duty performed for going back to Godhead and thus becoming his unalloyed devotee is the only pious activity. All others may pretend to be pious, but they actually are not. It is for this reason only that the Lord advises in the Bhagavad Gita that one give up all so-called religious activities and completely engage in the devotional service of the Lord to become free from all anxieties due to the dangerous life of material existence. The work situated in sadharma is the right direction of life. One's aim of life should be to go back home, back to Godhead, and not be subjected to repeated births and deaths in the material world by getting good or bad bodies for temporary existence. Herein lies the intelligence of human life, and one should desire the activities of life in that way. So, there's an interesting purport in the fourth canto, and Prabhupada defines Krishna consciousness. This is in the 29th chapter, 69th verse. And what he defines Krishna consciousness as. He says, Krishna consciousness means constantly associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not only not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. So there's a really nice purport here, but I'll just read a couple paragraphs from there. In the Brahma Samhita 554, it is said, when a person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his stockpile of material desires is minimized. Indeed, the desire no longer fructify in the form of gross bodies. Instead, the stockpile of desires become visible on the mental platform by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is where Prabhupada talks a good example here. When one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in one stroke he is freed from of past and future mental desires. Then by the grace of the Supreme Lord, everything becomes simultaneously manifest within the mind.